Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well in the free Odyssey app. And of course, we're your hosts, your home for Mystics basketball. Big, big win last night against the Minnesota Lynx, powered in part by your Eastern Conference Player of the Week, Shakira Austin, who joins us now. Shakira, congratulations, by the way, on Player of the Week. And another win last night. You guys didn't get off to the greatest start last night, but how were you able to rebound, come back, finish strong, and secure that dub?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to continue to stick to our principles. You know, our defense is what really carries us and allows us to play the offensive style we want. And, you know, we're able to stack those stops. You know, we just have to execute on the other end. So we've been in positions where, you know, we've been down before. So it wasn't, you know, a question about whether we could fight it out and do it. It was just executing.
For you, I feel like the effort level is always there. The rebounding, it's sometimes, obviously, it's basketball, like the shots come and go. Have you felt yourself, as you've gotten deeper into your career, been able to make sure the other stuff dissipates, as you miss a layup here, you miss a jump shot there? Like, that happens. It's basketball. But that, you know, the defensive side never wavers. And who has helped you, you know, continue to develop that professional mentality?
Yeah, I mean, I've always, you know, wanted to establish myself as a complete two-way player. You know, my energy, the same as how our system is, it runs off of my defense. That's something that, like, since high school, you know, I've been really dominant with, and that's something that I can bring every day, like you say, no matter missed shot or missed layup. But now that I'm able to, you know, kind of put the full package together a little bit better and continue to grow my IQ and just slow the game down, everything is kind of opening up and you see the level I'm able to impact on both sides.
Shakira Austin with us here on the Hoffman Show. I was going to say, you know, shots come and go, except for recently. Most of them are going in. You've got 28, 21, and 19 points in your last three games. What has started to really work for you offensively, and how much, Shakira, is it just simply health? Like, you're starting to feel like you again.
Yeah, part of it is definitely just finally being healthy and being able to compete and get those minutes and that experience. And the other part is, you know, honestly getting the green light. You know, I felt like I've had these abilities since coming into the league, but it was just about whether a team wanted to use them to their full capacity. And now that I'm, you know, through with my injuries, Lord willing, I'm able to show what I can do. And, you know, this isn't something that was just built from one off season, you know, like this is stuff I was doing my rookie season overseas. So it's just really about getting back to who I was, but also allowing myself to learn along the way and kind of just expand my IQ.
What have the conversations been like with Sydney as you work back from this injury from a minute standpoint? You obviously started coming off the bench. You're on some level of a minutes restriction, and then you get unleashed in the starting lineup and have really taken off. What were those conversations like to manage the expectations during that period? And then what was the conversation when he was like, all right, it's time. Let's go. Green light.
Yeah, so, you know, the beginning of the season, you know, obviously I didn't start it the way I wanted to. Had some knee issues that honestly have turned out to be growing pains. So that was, yeah,
are
that
you
was
telling me that you're getting taller, Shakira, that now we're going to have to change. Yes. 6'6", 6'7".
Yes. Okay. Very, very much taller, 6'6". Yeah, I literally hit the mark. I've never hit 6'6", even with shoes. And yeah, it kind of explains the things that were going on at the beginning of the season that really didn't have like, kind of like a solution. We didn't really know what was going on. I just knew it was hurting a little bit. And you know, as the season went on, you know, I think the coaches and the staff, they definitely want to make sure that I'm healthy for the full season. but I was definitely ready to get out there. Like, I wanted to get in shape. And so I definitely, you know, voiced my opinions on where I should be and, you know, what type of, I know the type of player I am. And, you know, once we kind of cleared that roadblock of, okay, Shakira is, you know, back in the starting lineup. Shakira is, you know, full to go, no minute restrictions. That's really what took a lot of the mental aspect out of me overthinking, you know, how the season had begun. And I was able to just focus on basketball and focus on continuing to be healthy. Like, my routine was consistent no matter how many minutes I played. And, you know, now I'm just seeing kind of the work pay off finally.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your 6'6" Eastern Conference Player of the Week, Shakira Austin, with us here on the Hoffman Show. You obviously have played with a ton of different players over the last couple of years. This year, you have the rookies coming in, and there's all these questions about, like, oh, how will Shakira fit with, let's say, Kiki Irifin? Mm-hmm. Turns out pretty well, Shakira. What do you enjoy about playing with Kiki specifically along that front line?
Oh, man, she's just a dog. Like, she's super tough and physical, and she's not afraid to, you know, hit first in a sense. Like, she is going out there, like, all of our rookies are out there, and they're competing at a high level, and they have the extreme confidence to, you know, challenge anybody they step on the floor with. And, you know, I like to consider myself a dog, and those are the type of players that I want to play with. You know, people who compete every single day, people who are going to challenge me and practice and just make each other better. And yeah, I definitely understood the questions of whether, you know, I was going to fit coming back to play with her. But then, you know, that's just to me based off what they've seen in the past. You know, that wasn't to me the real Shakira. I wasn't able to just be myself. So, you know, I felt rushed and I felt like I was forcing things. And now that I really have the ability to just play my game, play at my speed, and be truly like a playmaker, that's all I want to do. Like, I'm not here to just try to go out and score, you know, 25 a game. Like, I can truly impact and make every single person on this team better. And I think I can help elevate Kiki to help her just get easy buckets. Like, you know, we have to work a little hard in the paint to, you know, one-on-one score efficiently. And I think having a post like me who can push the ball and, you know, look for those high lows and, you know, just use my IQ to help get those post entry passes, I think it's going to just help loosen everything up. And we're just going to continue to build our chemistry. Like, this still only our, you know, a couple games in where we're actually playing together. Like, when I first came in, we weren't even getting our minutes together. It was kind of like a one in, one out thing. And, you know, I was like, let's go. Like, I know we can play together. I know that this can be, you know, one of the best front courts in the league right now. And it's just exciting to have a rookie and to know that, you know, I'm not truly a vet yet, but I have my experience and, you know, I definitely have my leadership role, and I'm just glad that I can, you know, help bring this team and help us get some dubs.
Shakira, this is going to make all the old heads so happy, but I'm going to lean into it. Shakira Austin, tell me what makes a great post-entry pass. It's like this lost art, but, like, it's so important. Tell me what makes a good post-entry pass.
It's so important. A good post-entry pass, you have to pass where the open hand is. Like,
yes.
Guards love, and no shade to them, but they love to throw the ball where they think it should go. Or, you know, they just don't read, like, okay, I'm asking for it high. You should throw it high. They throw a bounce pass. And I don't know. I just have that touch. Post players, we know where we want the ball. So it's definitely a lost art. And I think it needs to start back in AAU. We need to get back to focusing on some post-entry passes. I think a lot of college coaches would agree. But, yeah, it's definitely a true art once you master it.
I played like pickup. I was not a high school or college level basketball player. But yeah. Like, basketball is basketball to some extent. I used to drive me insane as a guard who would post up. I'm like, my hand's out. Throw it to my hand.
Yep.
How hard is it? I'm literally exactly. telling you, just throw it to the hand. Oh,
yep,
okay.
Just all throw right. it to the hand. Okay. Yeah, they don't get it.
Nope, they don't get it. Silly guards. Last thing, real quick, as we wrap up here with Shakira Austin on Kiki's especially. Do you ever look at her off the floor and just go, you're not the same person? There's no way that you on the floor, the dog, are this like puppy dog off the floor.
Yeah, no, she has, you know, I would say the same as me with multiple personalities. You know, we step on the floor and we're straight menace. You know, we are dogs. We have a killer instinct. And you get off the court and like we play around and she's literally just like someone's auntie, like little bougie auntie. She loves to, you know, just be sweet and be loud and goofy. You know, she just reminds me of myself, and you know, we're super loose off the court, but once we step in between those lines, it's over with. So I love that, you know, we have players who, like I said, we compete when we step on the floor, but once it's over, you know, we're back to our true selves. So.
And then last question on the other rookie that's hooping right now in Sony.
Yeah,
she hit the game winner the other night, and she celebrated for about 0.8 seconds. Is that the most excited that you've seen Sonya Citron in her Mystics career so far?
I believe so. Like, I've been working on her with her celly, trying to get some facial expressions. You know, she's like, Kira, how do you make those faces? Like, I want to make that face. And literally, and now that, you know, she's showing a little bit more, we got our little three-point celebration, a little blowing the three kiss, so... She's exciting to watch, man. Like, she's just coming out here, like I said, they're both just confident and just playing, you know, to their natural abilities. Like, there is just raw talent, and it's so exciting to watch and to see her, you know, just kind of come out of her shell just a little bit. And hopefully, next time we get a little bit of shit talking, but we'll see.
We'll see. She it's almost like she caught herself. She was like, okay, that was enough.
Oh, yeah.
That was enough. Okay. That's enough. Oh, no, my teammates are coming.
Yep. Too much.
too much. Shakira exactly. Austin, Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Little road trip coming up. Las Vegas, Dallas, Minnesota, the next three for the Mystics. Shakira, best of luck on the road. We'll see you when you get back home and appreciate your time as always here on the show.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.